Hello and welcome back to week three. So how did you do on last week's challenge? You had a few things you were working on, right? One was monitoring your physical state on a scale of 0 to 10. How'd you do? What numbers did you find yourself in that were most common throughout your week? Did you do it, number one, right? So please say yes, that you did, because I know you want to change what's going on in your life right now. So you were monitoring your state. You've been practicing your breathing. How's that going? Hopefully, at this point, you've been moving in the morning and using music in the morning to get your body up and going and ready for your day. And what have you been doing every time you've noticed your mood start to dip below a 6, below an 8, right? Hopefully you've been doing something a little different throughout your daily, normal daily routines to start changing your moment-to-moment experience. If you're having any problems with this, please let me know in our group class, or shoot me a text, shoot me an email. Let me know any challenge that you're having with these things that you're working on. But let's jump into week three. This week is all about dealing with anger and irritation. It's something I hear about from virtually every single person I work with, that often it's the first thing that people notice. It's the first thing that they notice that's going south with them, right? They notice that their families are telling them they're angry, or that they themselves feel more irritated. And why is that, right? Why would that be? If you remember back to a few weeks ago, I talked about the fight, flight, or freeze response, right? And in that response, because I know you're all experts on this now, right? What happens? Our nervous system is agitated. We have a keyed up nervous system. We're edgy. Our muscles are tense. We've got a whole bunch of stress hormones flooding our system, right? Our brain is literally sending the alarm bells off to our body, right? And so why do people often who are dealing with high stress or high trauma or a lot of things going on in their life or that are overwhelmed feel angry more often? It's because the nervous system is out of balance. And so when you're keyed up, when you're edgy, when you're feeling like you're waiting for the next thing to fall or the next shoe to drop or the next person to get in your way, and that happens, right? Someone cuts you off in traffic. Someone says something in a particular way. Someone's eyes look a certain direction that makes you feel a little strange, right? Or the dishes are just put down in the wrong way in the kitchen. Little things can start to set you off. And it's not that there's something wrong with you. It's that your nervous system is out of whack, which is why we work so much on breathing and relaxation up until this point and noticing actually what's going on. Right. So when you're wondering why you're angry and irritated so much, this is a nervous system symptom. Okay. So first I want to tell you a few stories of people that I've worked with. One person who worked in public safety, his name's Rich. He was dealing with so much anger that he actually stopped leaving his house very often because he didn't really like who he was becoming outside of his home, and he realized that maybe he should just stay inside. It was his wife that gave him the encouragement to reach out for help, but he realized that, first of all, he was trained in responding to aggressive drivers on the road. He knew how to use his body with full effect. So if a driver was doing something annoying with him on the road, he would know how to move his car in order to aggressively move that car off the road. And he found himself starting to engage in some of those behaviors whenever he would go out and about to restaurants, to places where there were cars, right? He even went on vacation once with his family. And unfortunately, he spent almost the entire vacation in the hotel room because he was scared about what he might do to someone if he perceived them as wronging him in any way. And he started to notice that he was flying off the handle in little situations that didn't warrant any kind of big reaction. And so he just started staying inside more. So that's the story of Rich. Through working with him, through helping him learn some of these skills that we're going to learn this week, or helping him achieve more relaxation throughout his nervous system, he found that he is angry way less. His wife has started telling him that he's angry way less. Similarly, there's Ben, right? Ben also is in public safety, and he would talk about how the little things at home would be the most frustrating things for him. He would talk about not being able to handle his children's needs, their constant asks, their whining, and getting irritated by their constant chatter. And he would say, I know this is normal kid stuff. I don't know why it's driving me crazy, but I'm finding myself exploding, being really snippy with them, and I don't like it. I don't like who I'm becoming. I know I need to stop. I know that my kids are noticing. They're saying dad's always angry, and I don't know what to do about it. Right? And then there's Jerry, right? He talked about just avoiding everyone at home because he'd rather just be quiet than explode. So what was his normal MO, right? The wife would ask him something about his day, the kids would need something, or something else would be going on within their home. And in order to avoid exploding or saying something he didn't want to, he would retreat. He would go to his garage. He would go to the cabin. And he did this out of a real genuine, well-intentioned desire to protect his family from his moods, but he didn't know what was wrong with him. And he came to me asking, please tell me what is happening, right? So you may find yourself in a similar situation, such as these people that I've worked with before, all of whom have started putting these things in practice and seeing massive results within their home. Right? You may find little things at home irritating you. I know one of my friends will often talk about punching a hole in the wall when he couldn't get those little tiny screws in the light socket, right? He's putting one of those light socket plates back on, and the little tiny screws kept falling off. And it was so frustrating that he ended up just punching a hole in the wall, right? You may not have had these big explosions of yelling at your children or your family or damaging any of your personal property, but you may just feel this kind of edginess under the surface or finding yourself really irritated inside. Maybe you're not exploding and that's okay. But if you're finding yourself wound up inside, having thoughts about being pissed off or what the F is wrong with people, which is something I hear a lot about, you're going to really get a lot out of this week. So you'll remember that in last week's modules, we talked a lot about knowing what your specific equation is for negative emotions, the negative emotions that trip you up. Now, I want to talk about anger and irritation in particular, right? Irritation is just a smaller version of anger. So from here on out, I'm going to call it anger. And I want you to get really clear in this module about how anger shows up for you, right? We want to know what happens in your body, what happens for you specifically when you get angry. And please do this even if anger isn't one of your primary issues you're wanting to work on, okay? So put your stuff to side for a moment, okay? We're going to do a little exercise. Have your notebook ready. So if you don't have your notebook right now, please pause, go get it, and have it near you. We're not going to write yet, but now I want you to come back, take a deep breath, and we're going to get into character of you when you're pissed off. So I want you to think of a time that recently pissed you off, a time maybe you exploded onto someone close to you, or you felt like you wanted to explode, or you noticed you were getting really road ragey. And I want you to bring to mind a time, the last time you were really angry. Maybe it was this morning. Maybe it was yesterday. Or maybe it was a few weeks ago. But when you think of this event or whatever was going on, I want you to really put yourself into character. Really imagine yourself as you were feeling in those moments. What were you thinking about? We really want to bring this anger to life for you right now. That's how we're going to learn about it. That's how we're going to learn how to deal with it in the future. We've got to go back and go into it just like we were exploring the other emotions. So remember when the last time you were angry, close your eyes, remove any distractions in your surroundings, and really bring to mind what was going on, putting yourself back into that same situation. Okay. So really dig deep here. Create the experience of the last time you felt angry. Hopefully by now you should be starting to feel that more in your body. And you're getting good at noticing what happens in your body. So you're feeling really angry. And I want you to take an assessment of yourself in this moment. Survey the scene within your own body here. How is your posture when you're angry? How do you hold your shoulders? What's happening in your face when you're angry? Are you clenching your jaw? Are you tightening all of your facial muscles? Are you furrowing your brow? Is your head pulsating? What's going on in your head and your neck, in your shoulders when you're angry? How do you breathe when you're angry? What's happening to your breathing right now as you put yourself back into that situation? What are your arms doing? What are your hands doing? What are your wrists doing when you're angry? Are they clenched? Are they loose? Are they gripping something? Are they in your pockets? Are they fidgety? And how does it feel in your chest when you're angry? Do you notice your heart beating faster or louder or harder? Maybe the muscles around your chest are tightening. Do you feel like crying or yelling? If you were going to make a sound, what sound would it be? What would the tone of your voice be? Do you retreat? Do you get small? Do you get big? Do you get assertive or aggressive? Do you slam doors? How do you walk when you're angry? How does it feel in your gut when you're angry? Often people talk about feeling kind of tense in their gut. What do you notice? This is how we build the muscle of resilience, by noticing what happens when we're experiencing this negative emotion called anger. What are your legs doing? Are your quads fired up? Do they feel tingly or any other sensation? How are you sitting? Are your feet fidgety, moving around? Just taking an assessment of your entire physical system and noticing all the parts that make up anger for you. Okay, and opening your eyes and taking the next few minutes in your notebook, write the heading anger, and then I want you to write at least 5 things you noticed your specific equation for anger being. It's anything you just noticed. And if you're not sure, put a star or some sort of mark next to this, and let's talk about it the next time we meet. But I want you to pause this recording right now and write down everything you just noticed about how you do anger. Okay, well, welcome back. By now, you should have some things written down on your paper about how you do anger. This will leverage your success because now you know what it looks like. And the next time you're angry, because guess what? There's always going to be something. I once had a mentor that said, you know, you can basically count on at least 3 assholes in every day. So keep an eye out for those 3, right? And also when you find them, notice how you respond. Notice how you do anger, right? We can't control the fact that there might be 3 assholes out there for us, you know, thrown into our normal daily routine just to irritate us. But we can do something about how we respond in those situations, right? We don't need to run people off the road like my previous client. We don't need to snip at our kids or scare them in any way. One of the clients I worked with very closely knew that he was getting better because at the end he said his daughter, his 5-year-old daughter, told him, "Daddy, you're not angry anymore." And he knew that what he'd been doing and the work we'd been doing was successful. That was his barometer for success. And actually was quite touching when he realized that. Okay, so you know your equation for anger. Now let's talk about how we monitor this anger, right? There's something called the anger meter. Write it down on your piece of paper, anger meter. 0 means nothing, no anger at all. This is me with a Corona sitting on a beach in Mexico, watching the waves lap at the shore, right? 0 is peaceful. There is no anger whatsoever. I'm not irritated. I'm not even slightly annoyed at anything. And 10 is where there are negative consequences happening, right? So negative consequences can be different for different people. This may be where you're storming out of the house and getting in your truck and driving away, right? Because the conflict is just too great. Or you're slamming doors, or you're needing to take a drink just to settle down, or you're boiling over inside, or lashing out at the dog or someone else around you, right? So 10, a 10 on the anger meter can be lots of things. It could be when the cops are getting called for, for domestic, right? It could be you breaking stuff, right? It's really about when the negative consequences are at their peak for you, right? And so where are you right now in terms of your level of anger? Are you a 4? Are you an 8? Did you wake up a 5? Right? Sometimes if we wake up a 5, right, then by the time we're in our kitchen getting our breakfast ready or pouring our cup of coffee and the coffee spills, well, then we're a 6, right? And then we get in the car and we drive somewhere and then, you know, there's asshole number 1 on the road, then we're an 8, right? So it's about monitoring this along the way and noticing, right? And I talked about this before when we were talking about rating your state, right? We are not necessarily ever again going to be victim to our day. We are going to control the day as much as we can rather than have the day control us. So if you're waking up at a 4 in terms of your level of anger, you know that you got to do something so you don't get to a 7 by the time it's lunchtime, right? And then by the time dinner time rolls around and you're at home, you're an 8 or a 9, and that's when explosions are happening with the kids, for example. Right? So we want to start getting really good at noticing where are you in the anger meter. 0, nothing. 10 is negative consequences. Kids are crying, perhaps, or you're feeling terribly ashamed or guilty about being snippy or exploding onto somebody else. Right? So start monitoring yourself in terms of your anger meter and start paying attention, if you haven't gotten clear already, on what parts, how you specifically do anger. So this is the end of module 1 in week 3, and we're going to work on this whole week. So come back for more, and I'll see you in the next module.